Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Kenzie and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John, and this comes from John 10, verses 31 to 42. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. Okay, this scripture, Jesus is encountering some angry Jewish people who are trying to stone him, which means they're trying to literally throw rocks at him until he dies. And he doesn't combat their judgments of him, their hatred, their dislike, their anger with anything that is the same. He just like turns them in confidence and says, "What are you actually doing this for? I have done nothing but show you good things and good things that my Father wants you to experience and to taste and see his goodness through." And what an invitation for us to really reflect. Are there things in our lives that we've seen or that we have experienced that our initial reaction to could be like, "God, how could you let this happen? God, how could you do this?" And I just want to invite us to maybe think of like, who actually is that work coming from? The Lord only performs good works and shows us good things. And in this passage, I think it's just so interesting that Jesus had done no harm to the Jews, right? Like, he hadn't persecuted them. He hadn't injured them. He hadn't done anything. He wasn't a robber or a murderer or a rebel or even like a criminal at all. He was a person whose whole life and whose whole mission literally was love. And it even says like he went about doing good things in their midst and he did good works, that there wasn't like a discrepancy between what he was saying and what he was doing. And we see in this passage that his word and his works both pointed to the same thing, to the glory of God, right? And the Jews didn't want to choose to believe either his words, what he was saying to them, or his works, what he was showing them. And there really was nothing that like could be laid on him. So they said that it was actually like blasphemy, that that's why they wanted to stone him. And Jesus, in all his wisdom, quotes from the Psalms, actually, a passage where it says that, like the Father says, "You are gods and as man," and to live in accord with this. And he just again is proving that his like knowledge, his power is just undisputable. So again, if there are areas where you have been holding anger or anything, especially towards the Lord, I just would encourage you to take that to him today and to see really what he has been showing you. Like, what good has he been doing in your midst, though you may have never experienced it before? And really try and kind of work that out with him, that he has good for you and he wants to show you his goodness. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is Kenzie, and thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.